This is URN.
The Film Show Breakdown.
I'd do anything to catch the guy who did it, Mrs. Hayes, but when the DNA don't match no one who's ever been arrested, and when the DNA don't match any other crime nationwide, and when there wasn't a single eyewitness from the time she left your house to the time we found her, well, right now, there ain't too much more we can do.
Could pull blood from every man and boy in this town over the age of 8.
There's civil rights laws prevents that, Mrs. Hayes. And what if he was just passing through town?
Pull blood from every man in the country, then.
And what if he was just passing through the country?
If it was me, I'd start up a database. Every male baby that's born, stick him on it. And as soon as he'd done something wrong, cross-reference it, make 100% certain it was a correct match, then kill him.
Yeah, well, there's definitely civil rights laws prevents that. I'm doing everything I can to track him down. I don't think those billboards is very fair.
The time it took you to get out here whining like a bitch, Willoughby, some other poor girl's probably out there being butchered right now. But I'm glad you got your priorities straight. I'll say that for you.
Sorry about the profanity. We were told this was okay before going on. If it has offended anyone, just get in touch with URN. Hopefully, if you're listening to a review of Three Billboards, you won't mind hearing the language that we used in it as well. So I think that's actually a pretty good clip at summing up what the film's actually about. So obviously, the billboards get set up. Mm-hmm. Woody Harrelson, who plays the sheriff in town, is deliberate, personally targeted with these billboards. And he goes around to say, look, I want to help you, but I can't. I think... we should first of all say it's not a Coen Brothers film. I think most people are going to go and assume it is,
yeah.
Just because Francis McDormand's
in it. Weird thing is, after I come out, I was like, you know what, that really reminded me of Fargo. I got a really good Fargo vibe. And I looked up, I was like, oh, it's the same actress, right.
Yeah, and Burn, like loads of people have said Burn after reading as well, because again, Francis McDormand's in that. I think it's really good to see her kind of hold her own in this production that isn't Coen Brothers led, basically, I think. And Ibby, do you want to take away?
I think it's one of those where the acting is really, really good. Frances McDormand is the favourite going into the Oscars. She's kind of won at the Screen Actors Guild and the Golden Globes. She's nominated for a BAFTA as well. And you can see why. It's a really strong performance and she does carry a lot of it through. I don't think the film is as good as the performances that lift it up. I think it's a bit sketchy at times. I don't fully comprehend some of the character motivations, and granted there's a lot to be said for ambiguity in filmmaking, but it felt a bit choppy. I'm not going to go into spoiler territory, but I also don't like the way in when Sam Rockwell's character arc, kind of the redemptive arc that his character had, I think was a bit tone deaf given the time this film's been released in.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think my main sentiment is that none of the characters changed or learned anything, and I didn't gain anything from watching it. So, if that's what you're getting from a film, I think it's not good. So that's pretty much where I stand on it.
Wow, I can't believe you said none of the characters change.
I think they don't. They all end up in except for Woody Harrelson. They all end up in exactly the same position as they started in, which is not what I want. From
you just
film.
Reminded me about Woody Harrelson. I remember we had this discussion the other day. I completely disagree. I think they all go on a journey. The fact is they're all flawed, and they all remain flawed at the end.
They all go on a journey, but like I said, they end up at the same place they started, which means it's a pointless journey, and you don't get anything from exactly. You don't get anything from out of watching it. That's all. It's like, fine, have your journey. It means nothing. It's basically where I stand at it. Anyway.
I don't know. I completely disagree with that. I thought it was so... there are so many scenes that stick out in my mind as really sort of impactful scenes on the film. And I go back and rewatch any of them. I remember the film so vividly, and it's really hard to say that with many films that come out. There are so many scenes that stick out in my mind, especially when it all takes place in this one town. With the same few sort of people. But there's loads going on. There's loads of different story arcs and everything. It's basically about the town, and this murder's more of a MacGuffin to give us this sort of introduction into the town. If anything, the billboards are just something there at the start to get the plot in order so we can get to know the characters. And it felt like it was, like you say, the performances stood out, because to me it feels like a really character-driven piece of film.
Now that does sound very Coen Brothers like.
Which we're trying to draw away from, because of course a Martin Madonna film. But yeah,
the other thing I thought of it was, this is obviously not a very nice comparison, but I thought it was a little bit like The Room, in which some of the interactions was like, which wouldn't happen in real life. Like, people just aren't acting the way that, like, you would act in a real life circumstance.
I liked how renegade it was and how
it felt. It felt odd and unnatural, and it made me uncomfortable, sort of, if you see what I mean.
I can kind of see what
I'm not sure, and I don't think that was what they were going for, which is not great.
I think it absolutely was. I think he wanted to shock us, and I think he wanted us to be like, oh my goodness, it's going in this direction. Every way, every which way I thought it was going to go, it went a completely different path right up until the closing scene, and I thought, wow, I didn't see the film going to, like, getting to here. Like, I'm not going to call them twists, but there are certainly a few sort of
unexpected turns.
Yeah, sort of shifts, basically, paradigmatic shifts and going on, and I liked that.
The other thing is, I mentioned this on our film show chat, is we get it, Peter Dinklage is short, okay, come on, we don't need any more of that.
That felt like a way of kind of emphasising that though she is our lead heroine of sorts, like a bit more of an anti-heroine, she is completely flawed and very shallow. And
that I would agree with.
And I thought that whole scene was really good.
And I actually think scenes like that kind of do show a level of realism, because people do think that way. I think one thing I will definitely compliment the film on, and a lot of it comes down again to Frances McDormand's portrayal of it, is the fact that she doesn't play up the fact that just because she's the protagonist, she's got to be 100% likable. And I think some films fall into that trap. You can be a flawed character and still be very engaging, and that I will definitely give her to. That reminded me a lot of Cate Blanchett and Blue Jasmine, for instance. Horribly dislikable character, not that Frances McDormand's was, but very engaging.
Yeah. And also completely unsexualized as well.
Oh god, yeah.
And she was very strong. Well,
I've been very uncomfortable
for the wrong
that.
Reasons.
Yeah.
You know, she's not your typical mother that you'd expect her to be, because she does have two children and she's an ex-wife, and Peter Dinklage's character sees a romantic future there, and so there's all these sort of factors, but really, like, she's just her own strong person, be that positive or negative. I thought it was good. Did you guys think the film had heart?
In some ways, but in other ways, not at all.
Yeah, I think that's kind of... and it sounds like a bit of a cop-out answer, but I will actually agree with that, because...
Like I said, she doesn't change at all. Like, and she's really hot. Like, she doesn't get along with her son, and there's no nice heart in the family aspect. It's just, she's just bitter, and she goes on this journey, she ends bitter.
There's one scene of the film where she's called in for questioning by Woody Harrelson after an incident occurs in a dentist. Which, if you're squeamish for that scene, look away. But there's a moment in that scene where something suddenly happens. Again, this goes back to my whole theory of it being very renegade and kind of going against what you think is going to happen, where Woody Harrelson's character suddenly blurts something out. And if you've seen the film, you know what I mean. And there's a sudden shift between the two of them. It's very sort of cat and mouse, very trying to outsmart the other. And then this one thing happens and they drop all of that. And what it goes down to is they're both just human beings. They're both fighting their own cause. Like, neither of them are bad people. Yeah. Neither of them necessarily good people. And I found that was so profound. And they continue throughout the film, scenes and moments like that.
Yeah, and the thing, it's like it's a small town, so, you know, like, everyone knows everyone around here and all that. So it's like they are friends. And was it her ex-husband was a cop once, so obviously they knew each other through that or something like that. So, they definitely are friends. They definitely have their own agendas, like you said.
I haven't seen this movie, but I have seen another film from the director in Bruges.
Yeah, brilliant. Now, we should bring this up.
Well, that's a really good film. And what you're describing now is so familiar to the tone of that one. There's two characters, not really good people, very, very flawed, but you find heart in the most, like, surprising places as the film develops and you see the redeeming qualities. Do we get that sort of vibe from this film?
I mean, I feel like we do. I feel like it's basically saying exactly the same as in Bruges. These aren't the best people. However, they're still human beings. Yeah. They still behave like human beings. It's their primary function. You will see something in them, whether that be something very, very small or something redemptive in the end. And that's what I like.
It's like a discussion about humanity in general, because I think in Bruges, like, discusses that with religious themes in terms of good and evil, and the answer is, well, neither really apply to any of the characters in these films. Like, how does Three Billboards touch on that?
I just feel like it's a film that kind of asks questions that you won't get answers to in other films, and they try and display it in the most realistic way, whether you think it's realistic or not. Am I okay calling it realistic? Did you agree with that, Abiel?
I think there are definitely moments of realism in it, so I will agree with that.
I wouldn't agree with that, but I can only count that by spoiling it quite a bit, so I'm not going to get into why it's not realistic at all.
Personally, for me, I think it's really worth seeing, and I'm really pleased it's getting Oscar attention. There's been such strong competition this year, so obviously people are going to kind of be saying, well, why is this one in there and not this one, because it is really tight. However, I'm pleased that an independent film like this, by a filmmaker, by Martin Madonna, who's made a few films in the past, is getting some sort of recognition. You know, Woody Harrelson and Sam Rockwell are both nominated for Best Supporting Actor. Yeah. That means
a
lot.
I wouldn't say it's not worth seeing.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm happy for Sam Rockwell, by the way. He's often missed off the radar. Yeah.
Definitely. I don't think anyone remembers that he's in Green Mile.
No,
but
actually.
He is.
Oh my God, he is.
I know,
and
right?
He's the favourite to win as well, so that's very refreshing.
I'd be happy with Willem Dafoe from Florida Project. I'd also be happy with Woody Harrelson. The enigma of the letters as well, very quickly, I just want to say, I was left wanting to hear what was in these letters in the film, and I was so pleased in the scenes where they finally got read out at different parts. And one particular scene where one of the letters is being read out, the last thing you'd expect to be happening is happening, and it just goes back to me just thinking, this was so against everything you think is going to happen. Like Star Wars The Last Jedi, you can't predict certain things, and I like that you can predict things in this film. It kept you not guessing, but it just kept you surprised. I liked that. Final thoughts for you guys?
Solid film. I am very glad it's getting the kind of Oscar recognition it is. I'm very, very pleased to see its performances in particular being kind of the favourites to win, because that is what carries the film through. Flawed film, overrated in some quarters, but definitely worth seeing.
Yeah, I'd say I wasn't a huge fan. Like I said, I didn't really get anything from it. But obviously, you know, the acting's great. There are some really good scenes. But I just felt that they didn't really mesh together that well. And, you know, maybe there was something better there, or maybe that's just what the director was going for. I'm not too sure. But yeah, I wasn't a huge fan.
That response has kind of written out my final question. I was just going to say to you, Jay, do you think if it hadn't got all the Oscar buzz and you just went to see it, not hearing about it or anything, you would have come out going, huh, that was quite a weird little film. I quite enjoyed it.
No.
That's fair enough. I just wanted to check.
Because I've seen Locke, and that's like...
Yeah, that wasn't a great film. Like you say, they tried...